It's the championship weekend, right? It's the NFC and AFC championships. The winners of these two games today go to the Super Bowl or the Booper Soul. By the way, get your big fatty number one fan email in to be considered, because he announces at the end of at the halftime of the Super Bowl. So 25 words less emailed to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Encourage you to do that. I have yet to do that myself. I'll do that today. Today, kids, without fail.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
By the way, get your Big Fatty...
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2090 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of January, 2016. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Yo, we got a couple more entries into the January content contest and the Vader and Bacon Show. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty going old school. No, it's different meaning. Okay. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you really should not be Glovies today. You should be missing Glovies. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't know what I've done, but y'all, I've lost my hat. Big Fatty. Is it the orange one? Oh, no, I've got the orange one. It's permanently attached. But the, y'all, I've lost my nice, stocking cap, and I've lost my nice, leather gloves with the, it's kind of got the nice fur on the inside, the kind of, almost the cashmere. Yes, Big Fatty, we love a little cashmere. Yes. But y'all, I don't know where I've done with them. I've looked through pockets in every jacket that I've worn here recently, and I've looked under the seats in the can, and y'all, I just they've vanished. They've absolutely vanished. Big Fatty, you'll find them in the very last place you look. Wise advice. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's January content contest month. It's January content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and don't call the BFO line, but do if you want to. But mail something in for Gus Ched's new contest. It's January content contest month. Mail some shit in.
That is correct. Y'all, that of course is Digga. Thank you so much. I hope your dulcet tones are ready for next month too. Yeah, yes, Big Fatty. But y'all got a couple of more entries into the Gus Ched January content contest month. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a contest. That's right. Remember, I'm going to draw the winner. According to Gus Ched, I'm going to draw the winner on a full right. So y'all, it's gotta get to me. It's got to get to me by tomorrow. Big Fatty, what if somebody's is just late? Well, you know, Gus Ched is the one that said I had to draw on the 29th. So if he changes his mind, then I could draw on for the 1st of February. I could do that on Sunday and get the full right. And Saturday mail too, but Gus, just let me know. Big Fatty, y'all, our first can has I would say it has come par avion, but y'all, it hasn't. It's come from out there in the Seattles, but the return address is par avion. So y'all, let's just open this up and see what we got here. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. It is vulgar. No, that's pretty nice. Y'all, it is a picture of a naked man. And y'all, he's, you're kind of looking at him through a peephole. Big Fatty, a peephole. And it says secrets. And he's laying there, touching himself inappropriately. Yes, Big Fatty. and y'all, it says, please enter me. Big Fatty. That is vulgar. And Gus Chad's January contest. Oh, that's not vulgar. It says, Burgwater, glad your 2016 has started off with a big bong. Big, but I think that's bang. Oh, or several big bongs. Big, fatty, maybe it's bangs. I don't know. Hashtag horror hotel. Big, fatty, I'm sure it's bangs. Mind if I peep in your hole? Big, fatty, he's vulgar. It says January content contest month. And y'all, it is from the Faye Driver. Big, fatty, we love the Faye Driver. Looks like from the looks of his penmanship, he filled that out as he was driving. It does. But Faye Driver, thank you so much for the can. And yeah, I think that's the most vulgar one I've gotten. Yes, Big Betty, you're welcome. Big Betty, what's wrong with you? I don't know. Y'all, we got the next can is a postcard. It's from New York City. New York City, has it got salsa on it? No, but it's a picture of the Empire State Building. And y'all, it says, start spreading the news. Fatty and Vera, 16 ruination ticket. Big Betty didn't sign, though. No, it is not signed, but I believe this is from the Robs. So, anyway, yes, Big Fatty. Let's just see if it's under. Yes, it is. It's under. There was a little sticker there, and it says the Robs. Yes, Big Fatty. Give them credit. All right. So, y'all, there is the latest two additions to the January content contest. Yes, Big Fatty. I see y'all back over here at spotting Big Fatty, and y'all, last time we were over here, Peter G spotted Big Fatty, Madison Snake, when his crown, Big Fatty, you were crowning, it was taken away from me. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, that Daniel Scott Angel out there in the Bay Area, so nice I named it twice. He says, Burglary and the Horror Gang always get the hotel pool to themselves, and y'all, Big Fatty is Big Fatty, what is that foot doing up your butt? I don't know, but it's kind of gross. Y'all don't know if I read this one or not, but Mr. Mike sent one in that said, our Burg Fatty spotted getting into the swing of things, and y'all, it's a little girl looking at the grandfather clock, and the pendulum is going back and forth. It says, Burg Fatty, why is it called a grandfather clock? And y'all, you look over, Big Fatty's on the other side of the room, and his balls are swinging like the pendulum. It says, I have no idea, sweetie. And y'all, then that veritable Virgo spotted Big Fatty and the old gal. We're in a hurry. They're off to the end of the bar for more fun and frivolity.
The Vader and Bacon Show!
Big Fatty!
Oh, dear Lord, Big Fatty, your voice letters are just not doing it for me. Listen, it's me, Larry, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And the jalopy. You probably don't hear the jalopy, really, because I'm sitting at a stoplight right now. I just missed it. I'm out running errands on the MLK Day, and I tell you, it's just been a first world problem sort of thing. I had the laundry detergent that apparently I bought without the lid on it, and it just blew all over in the trunk, and I had to try to get that all cleaned out, and then I was out shipping and had to buy some new pants, because of course, too fat from old pants, and then I had one of the sports ball things to do, and then I had to run to the grocerarium, and Big Fatty, people are just rude. I just was wondering, why are people so rude? I was just out shopping for a little of a hoot and a little bit of a nanny for dinner, and, you know, I'm trying to eat healthier because it's easy to eat fat but it's not easy to eat delish and healthy. And so people were just so nasty in the grocerarium, and I don't get it. And I even went to the one in the good part of town where I thought that people would be nice. So anyway, I'm frustrated, and I didn't know if you'd notice such things. But then again, you're at the horror hotel where everyone is, well, horrifying. So not a big surprise there. Listen, I'm not going to enter the Januarium contest for the Gus Chad, mostly because I'm far too cheap to mail you anything, because, let's be honest, like I said, too cheap. So, all right, well, this light is eventually going to turn here. The whole time I've been waiting to get out of the Groceryarium, so you're fat, and unfortunately, I have to see you at the coal mine tomorrow. I do hope that the milkman found the milk jugs that I put out for you and everything, so it can be returned. Special thanks to Dr. Stone for reminding me of that. Gotta run, man. Ooh, ooh, oh Lord, oh I can't hang up because the steering wheel is upside down.
Y'all, that of course is old Veda and Big Fatty. You've held on to that one for a while. I was waiting on a bacon call. Yes, Big Fatty, it's all Miss Bacon's fault. Anyway, Veda, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice on the voice letters, and I agree with you. The people, I think it has become the norm now for people just to be ugly. And y'all, I'm not going to fall into that trap. I'm just not going to fall into it. I'm gonna be Big Fatty, and I'm gonna be nice. And if somebody doesn't want to be nice to me, then that's their loss. So worry about the things that you can change, and you're not gonna change other people. So you just make sure you do the best that you can do with what you can control. Big Fatty, you're so wise.
Biggest, fattiest, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On my way home from the coal mine, it's a little late. I got tied up. I was just working, shoveling that coal. And listen, I don't often do this, but I feel as if I need to take up for you a little bit. And really, I recommend everyone just gives you hell about everything you do wrong. That's the only way you're going to change. And you still won't change, but a little more likely. But, you know, Daniel Beaver was bitching about Level 8, and I told you were probably doing it wrong, and honest, probably are, but I listened to your little shoe in the car before, and I've never had much of a problem with it, but I just figured, you know, Daniel has very sensitive ears, and someone with his audio skills, it makes perfect sense. So, but I was just listening to the Dubious Intent, which, again, always listen to in the car, and it got me to thinking, Big Brother, that shit needs a little bit of Level 8 too. So Daniel, if you're gonna blow my ears out with your celebrity birthdays, and you're gonna blame that on Adam, or with your Dora song, I mean, I'm just saying, I have to turn it up to hear you talk, and then I get blown away. So, and I don't want to call Dubious Intent. So I figured I'd just leave the voice letter here, and yeah, that's all I got to say about that. So, for once, Big Fatty, you're not doing something as terrible as everyone claims you are, but don't get used to it. Don't get used to it. Okay, I got to run. I need to go get some E. coli or salmonella or something from Chipotle.
Big Fatty, get up off the floor, did you faint? Veda, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, he paid you a compliment, a technology compliment. No, that's why I fainted. Veda, thank you so much. You know, other people have said that they don't have any problems hearing the voice letters in their cans. All the things that Daniel Bieber suggested, y'all, I'm already doing them. Yes, Big Fatty, you just keep doing what you're doing.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. I've seen it all, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I've just lost the Tarjay. By the way, the premium gas is $1.80 here at the Spinks gas station up in the North Charleston. But I just left the Tarjay after picking up what I needed for the week, and I was getting back in the car, and there was a truck parked next to me, and I mean, there weren't many people around, so of course they parked next to me, and I noticed there was a familiar motion, and then I realized there was a horrifying person in there doing something to another horrifying person, and except they were like, you know, one person was leaned over in the seat. That's all I'll say about that, and I quickly averted my eyes, and then I was a little bit afraid it might be you, but it was not you, unless you drive a Chevrolet S10, which you might. I don't really know what you do on the weekend. So, anyway, listen, apologies, because I haven't checked on you, and it's been below freezing off and on, and I know the weather rat says to check on the elderly, or to bring in the elderly, rather, and I have not had a chance to run by and wheel you in. So, hope you made it through the evening and the weekend, and you're fat, and I've got to go to the horrifying coal mine tomorrow, so, okay, me.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda, and Veda, thank you so much for the Bobo honking update, beep, Betty. Y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea that the Tajay parking lot was Cruise Central. Yes, Big Betty, where have you been? I don't know, but anyway, y'all may have to do do a little run out to the Tajay. Beep, Betty, only you would take that information that Veda gave and decide to do that. No, not really. And Veda, that it sounds a lot like what was may or may not have been going on at the Connections last week. Beep, Betty, you're not supposed to talk about that.
Fart, it's bacon.
Hey, Fart. So, hey, Poodle.
Hi.
And so, anyway, we Minnie and I went to the store today after school, and so we've been there. It's what, about an hour. And what? Roll my window up. Don't be so bossy to me. What? You're so ridiculous. It's not even funny. Okay, so anyway, we go to, it's 29 F degrees. What does that mean, 29 degree F? Does that mean like...
Right. Are you dumb?
No, not. It means the F word. Shh, be quiet. Okay, so anyway, we go to the store after, and I have a list, okay? So our cart is like almost full, and we are missing like 13 things on the list, and there's only 17 things on the list to start with. So anyway, we start trucking back through, and now I got a trunk full of crap, and like literally I go, hey, maybe I should save this for chart week. So anyway, I got a trunk full of crap, and I told Ninny while I was putting it in the trunk, you know what, I can't divorce Dad, we can't move to that third floor apartment or whatever, because the two of us have no desire whatsoever to do the shopping by ourselves, so.
Woodhaven.
Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Big Betty, about time she called. It's true. It's been forever since we've heard from you, and y'all, believe it or not, I don't have any voice letters waiting right now to play on the new show. Big Betty, what is the becoming of the word? I don't know. But Miss Bacon, I hope that, you know, you talk about having all that crap in your trunk, Big Fatty, don't go there. No, really. I think that, it's very important. It's very important that if you've got, crap in your trunk, that maybe you should, consider a high fiber diet or perhaps a fiber supplement. Big Fatty, you don't need to know. You got crap in your own trunk. Big Fatty, it stinks.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty, do you think Miss Bacon had a similar experience at the Tajay parking lot when she was... No, probably not. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. It's going to be a nice day in Charleston today. Into the 60s and only going down in the upper 40s tonight. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Georgian Atlanta. Y'all, he's come out with his own podcast again, the Georgian Atlanta little show. And y'all, he was reminding you of what you got to do to get involved in the number one fan contest. Y'all have probably got another half dozen entries in the contest on two, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, you got until the 5th of February. Isn't that right, George?
By the way, get your big fatty.
Oh, big.
Big Betty, that happens in the Target parking lot.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.